My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we review Davin's scammer Belinda's dreams and her family tree as well. Also, a little slip of the tongue? Listen and enjoy.
All right, where I last left off, we're going back to January, by the way.
Wow.
Where I last left off, I was still overseas in, where was I, in the Caribbean?
You're in the Caribbean.
I was in the Bahamas.
You want me to tell you for you?
I don't know. My memory stinks. And my beloved Belinda had just revealed that she had a dream where I met her family at a funeral, but her family knew me.
Wow.
The family knew. They knew me.
Okay.
So that's where we last left. Like, she's now dreaming about me.
Yeah.
As well she should.
But is she also saying that, does her family know of you?
Yeah, no, she's saying in the dream
in
that
the
we
dream,
all...
In the dream,
yeah,
but I'm saying in real life.
I don't think we covered that.
Okay.
I don't think we covered that here. So let's go to January 9th. So I asked her, where does her family live in the United... Where does your family in the United States live? She said London.
Oh, London, Connecticut?
I said, you said they were in the United States. She goes, that's what I say. I guess I don't really know. But those who are really close to me are in Denmark.
Wait, well, what the hell? I don't know where are in... Okay, you know, there's so much wrong with what that whole statement.
Are you questioning?
Yeah, she doesn't even know what she's talking about. She's telling me that people live in her...
Well, you know, in her defense,
United States,
she scammed people from all over the world.
But she doesn't know where.
I know. Well, she's not very bright.
No, I know that.
Well, she is on some levels.
Yeah, but not geographically.
No. I go, you have me confused.
Yeah.
You said in your dream, I met your family from the USA, but now you say London, which is England, and the country you pretend you are from.
Oh, wow.
She goes, in the dream, they are from the States, but in reality, they are from London. Really?
Oh, nice save.
Really? I got to tell you, that sounds very shady.
Yeah, it sure does.
Why is that, she says.
Oh.
Because if that really happened, why wouldn't you mention that as a weird part of the dream?
Yeah, why is she getting herself mired in these details? I don't know.
Because she thinks she's smarter than me.
Ugh.
She goes, because living in the States is not weird, but talking to people you don't know is. But it is weird if they do not live in the States, but that is where I know them from.
Yeah.
I guess that's why it's a dream, she says. Okay. Well played, Belinda.
Well played.
She said, enough of this nonsense.
Oh, I'm going to just keep throwing it. It was in a dream.
I go, I guess. Just odd.
Yeah.
So she goes, yeah, when will you upload the pics? Can't wait to see them. She'd wanted me to take pictures of my trip.
Oh, okay.
So I go, any more dreams? She goes, nah, at least not yet, smiley face. What are you? She goes, nope, no dreams last night. I go, disappointed? She goes, nope, why should I be? Because I go, because I'm not dreaming about you.
Yeah.
She goes, you will eventually. Just needs time.
Wow.
Right. I go, what type of dreams will I have about you? She goes, don't know, but I hope they are nicer than mine.
Better than the funeral dreams.
I go, I thought you kind of liked your funeral dream.
Yeah.
She goes, don't like it. Funerals are not entirely good. Not entirely.
But they do have good eats afterwards.
No, I don't know about in Ghana, but hope you have better dreams than funerals. I go, well, my dreams of Agnes were pretty brutal. It would be nice to have a nice dream of Belinda. Because remember, when she was Agnes, I made up all these horrible dreams where I would meet her and she'd melt into something and I'd be, like, killed by, like, 100 other Agneses. And all these creepy dreams and everything.
Yeah, now you were telling her some really crazy stuff to try to, like, you know, weird her out or to try to get her to come clean about what she was really up to. And nope, she didn't get it at all.
No, eventually. She goes, dreams of Agnes will be nice.
What?
Exactly.
What? She
yeah.
can't even keep her name straight.
She just came clean weeks ago.
And now she's back to, she thinks she's Agnes. Idiot.
I go, huh?
Yeah.
She goes, I mean, dreams of Belinda will be nice.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Hummada.
I can't keep all my personality straight.
I go, a couple of mistakes the last couple of days. I think there is no Belinda. I think this might be the next level of some scam. You want to come clean?
Let's just start calling her Sybil.
I go, your silence is less than golden.
Oh, that's nice. Your silence is less than golden. That's a great line to use when you get that pregnant pause because you know somebody effed up.
You know what, people? I'm just here to help you in your everyday life when you're having life's problems.
Yay.
You know, when you got to tell somebody, you shove the needle up your ass and they're a little silent.
You know what? I really didn't know what to say at that point.
Silence is less than golden.
Yeah.
I think you're judging me about my eel excursion.
You know what? The ER people were judging me.
They certainly were. They're calling everybody, you're not going to get a load of this.
Come here. You got to see the X-ray.
It's still alive. Anyway, enough of that. She goes, why do you do that? I'm using a phone to chat and a little absent-mindedness. You call it scam. Have told you all you need to know about you doubt me. Please don't talk to me if you continue calling me a scammer. Don't want to do it again. Now, she would have a valid point if she would come clean about the dude who was feeding her lines when we talked on the phone.
Absolutely.
I would feel terrible at that moment.
I know.
I go, put yourself in my shoes. You lie to me for 6 months straight. You finally tell me a different story, and I reinvest my heart in you, and you say you have family in the U.S., and then switch it to London, and then you say, I will have sweet dreams about the person you claim to be. And you're like, oops, my bad.
Yeah.
I go, it is a lot, don't you think? And now to make it worse, every day I have to stare at your phony Facebook profile because for a month you have not taken it down.
Ooh, nice.
I try. I really do. But you do not always make it easy to believe. I know, but I feel bad anytime you call me a scammer, which I am not. Scammers do not like to be called scammers. This I have learned. What do you wish me to call it? The odds of somebody in your position falling in love with somebody they perceive to be a Mugu are very long. Mugu is one of these Westerners that fall for this horseshit. Still, I hope. Still, you say things that are more than just a mistake. Still, you have not told me everything. Things I know to be fact, which you have not come clean about, is a lot to handle. I try to love you, but things like this are a hard slap to the face. She goes, don't know what to say again, because it's like any time I say you have it, in the back of your mind, I'm telling lies. Yes, it is true. I do not trust you completely.
Yeah.
I try to, but in fairness, how can I?
Yeah, really.
If this is all part of the next step, some level of a scam that is unique, I beg you as a human being to let me out of your web. You got me. I have nothing more to give. You are smarter than me. Just for the love of God, be honest and tell me the real deal.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.